Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Deutsche Telekom has unveiled a new Magenta AI-powered smartphone with a minimalistic interface that emphasizes background app operation. O2 Telefónica is set to install two additional mobile sites along the S-Bahn S1 route to address significant network shortcomings, and O2 Telefónica is enticing customers with a flash sale that slashes its unlimited 5G tariff from €49.99 to €19.99 until 15th of August.
The SOCD Deutsche Zeitung and Welt.de report that Deutsche Telekom has launched an innovative smartphone that foregoes traditional app icons in favor of a minimalistic, magenta-colored interface powered by an AI-driven language assistant from the American company Perplexity. Building on the T-Phone series, the device conceals its apps which operate in the background, allowing users to interact primarily with the AI until a swipe reveals the full app layout. The assistant provides a range of services, such as shopping suggestions and translations, and was notably demonstrated at the MWC in Barcelona by telecom executive Claudia Nemat, who highlighted its ability to aid visually impaired users despite a momentary misinterpretation stemming from challenging acoustic conditions. The smartphone, manufactured in Vietnam and competitively priced at €149, is part of Telekom's strategy to emphasize its innovative capabilities, even as competitors like Samsung and Apple incorporate AI into their devices and other German network providers such as Vodafone, O2, and 1&1 continue to focus on enhancing AI features in their mobile networks through partnerships with established tech companies like Google and Microsoft.
Handelsblatt reports that the U.S. startup Perplexity has submitted a formal offer to acquire the Google Chrome browser for $34.5 billion under a project codenamed Solomon. The proposal, addressed to Google CEO Sundar Pichai, includes provisions to maintain a free choice of search engine for Chrome users even after the acquisition, and it outlines plans to incorporate part of Google's workforce while investing an additional $3 billion in Chromium, the open-source project behind many browsers. Despite this ambitious proposal, Perplexity's current valuation is around $18 billion, though external investors are said to be supporting the transaction. The report notes that this move is set against the backdrop of ongoing antitrust procedures aimed at challenging Google's dominance, with competitors such as OpenAI also positioning themselves in the evolving digital and AI-powered search market. Furthermore, Handelsblatt explains that startup CEO Aravind Srinivas appears to be leveraging the current regulatory climate, using strategies similar to his past involvement when the U.S. government urged the sale of TikTok's business in the United States. The forthcoming launch of an AI phone in collaboration with Telekom this Thursday will serve as a critical test to determine if this high-profile strategy will drive substantive innovation or simply generate another round of industry buzz.
In the Stuttgarter Zeitung article, the coverage focuses on the persistent mobile network shortcomings between Rohr and Goldberg. The article highlights that commuters experience significant signal issues, with many areas along the S-Bahn S1 route recording only 2G or even no reception at all, as displayed on an interactive map based on Bundesnetzagentur data and crowdsourced reports via the Funklock app. It is noted that while several mobile operators are expanding their networks, considerable challenges remain due to complex planning, licensing, and geographical constraints. The article also outlines that both major players and local authorities are working together in a community effort to improve network coverage, with plans already in motion for new mobile sites. Notably, O2 Telefónica is mentioned as planning to establish two additional sites along the affected route until 2026, though the long lead time from planning to deployment remains a critical factor.
In contrast, InsideDigital.de reports on an attractive flash sale offered by O2 Telefónica, which significantly reduces the cost of its unlimited tariff. The article explains that the monthly cost of a high-speed, unlimited 5G data plan has been slashed from €49.99 to just €19.99 for the Flex variant with no long-term commitment. The report clarifies that while the plan initially provides 10 gigabytes per day, additional data can easily be unlocked in 2-gigabyte increments via a simple SMS, ensuring flexibility for users. It has emphasized that this deal stands out in the market, especially compared to competitors who offer unlimited tariffs at lower speeds. The promotion, which is available only until 15th of August, underlines O2 Telefónica's strategic move to attract users seeking both quality and competitive pricing in mobile service.
InsideDigital.de reports that 1&1 embarked on building its own mobile network from nearly zero, having not had an independent network until 2022. The article explains that 1&1 has long prepared for its role as the fourth network operator and has migrated millions of customers originally using the O2 network to its new infrastructure, which is supported by the extensive fiber optic network of 1&1 Versatel, covering more than 50,000 kilometers across 350 cities. It further details that 1&1 has secured two distinct frequency bands, the classic 5G frequencies around 3.5 GHz and a future allocation in the 2.1 GHz range, and plans to utilize additional frequencies through leasing arrangements, all while initially relying on national roaming agreements. The article also describes how 1&1 shifted its national roaming agreement from O2 to Vodafone in the summer of 2023 to enhance its urban and indoor coverage, with the old arrangement set to end in 2025, and must meet regulatory targets that require a progressive expansion from just 3 5G sites at launch to covering over 10 million households by the end of 2025. Lastly, InsideDigital.de notes that the network has been designed with a modern approach by centralizing intelligence in servers across 550 data centers and using software updates for maintenance, while the transition for existing 1&1 and Drillisch customers is managed over the air, ensuring that by the end of 2025, the new network will serve 12 million users and set a foundation for further evolution in Germany's competitive mobile market.
The Pioneer Briefing Business Class Edition from thepioneer.de provides a detailed analysis of the first 100 days of Germany's new digital ministry under Minister Carsten Wildberger. The article, originally published in German by thepioneer.de, outlines how the ministry was created to advance a stalled digital transformation in both the public and private sectors, with Wildberger promising a digital next Germany and emphasizing the need for decisive implementation rather than further procrastination. It notes that his appointment was heralded as a milestone with high expectations from technology associations and industry experts alike, while also warning that a digital ministry on its own cannot solve the widespread digital backlog in a federal state without clear responsibilities, proper coordination, and dedicated funding. The report details some early achievements, such as the fast-tracked legislative changes favoring broadband and mobile network expansion, the launch of the nationwide Hashtag Check DN Netz campaign to collect extensive data on network coverage, and the initiation of significant projects like the Once Only Principle and a dedicated AI compliance portal under the EU's upcoming AI Act, all aimed at modernizing administration and promoting innovation. However, the article also stresses that critical challenges remain: the need for rapid bureaucratic reforms, a clear demarcation of intersecting ministerial competencies regarding digital and innovation policy, and tangible, measurable outcomes that will ultimately determine if Germany can overcome its digital mediocrity by 2029.
The Telltarif DE article reports that Vodafone has intensified the mobile network expansion along Germany's waterways, achieving nearly complete coverage with fast mobile internet. The report explains that the company has developed a core network along approximately 4,500 kilometers of waterways, with 99.9% now covered by LTE or 5G services, offering speeds of at least 50 megabit per second. The piece underlines that this network build-out supports safety initiatives, such as enabling reliable emergency call location services during accidents, even when people find themselves in life-threatening situations in water. Additionally, the article details that Vodafone currently operates over 4,000 mobile stations along these routes, with 3,000 locations already equipped with 5G, ensuring roughly 90% of the routes benefit from this advanced coverage. The publication further highlights that Vodafone plans to undertake over 150 new projects, including the installation of 40 new base stations, aiming to facilitate the digital transformation of maritime logistics and pave the way for innovations like nearly real-time autonomous ferry control, as demonstrated in the Ford 5G project in Kiel.
The Die Zeit article on people and culture examines the challenges faced by citizens in the rapidly evolving digital landscape, as experienced through the work of Jacob Svaniengau and his colleagues in Berlin's public libraries. The report explains that despite a widespread uptake of digital tools and services in Germany, many users still feel overwhelmed by the constant updates and the increasing complexity of software and hardware. The article details how Svaning, a former teacher now employed by the Berlin Public Libraries Network, initiated a consultation project to help people navigate online services, such as booking appointments or managing digital transactions, using a simple setup of a chair, table, and laptop. It is mentioned that Digital Zebra, the pilot project operating in Berlin libraries, now comprises a diverse team of experienced librarians, newly trained media specialists, and even a few self-described nerds who offer their support without requiring prior digital expertise. The publication also discusses the broader social implications of the digital transition, highlighting studies that reveal the growing digital divide based on age, education, income, and gender. It emphasizes that while a significant majority sees the benefits of digital advancement, the current state of digital tools often leaves many people feeling excluded and anxious, with experts urging simpler interfaces and more accessible local support. By sharing concrete examples, from assisting with visa applications and troubleshooting e-readers to bolstering confidence among older users, Die Zeit reports that initiatives like the Digital Zebra Project are essential in providing direct, empathetic guidance to those struggling with digital innovation. This narrative underscores how societal adaptation requires both technological simplification and concerted community support, reflecting ongoing debates in digital inclusion and cultural resilience.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.